This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Fresh off an appearance on Get Up This Morning, Bart. I was hanging out with Patrick Beverly.
Yeah,
he's actually going to come on the show with us at 1. But I'll tell you what, he had on a look today that I was like, it was some denim. And then it was like, I thought it was baby cashmere. And I thought of you. And I'm like, is that denim and baby cashmere?
But there was
no comfortable place to ask him that on the air, like, because that show moves.
Well, this is our first time on the show, so you ain't feel like, you know, calling him out on air because it could have derailed the entire show. You know what I mean? Because he kind of goes off too. But stop it. I'm the king of baby cashmere. He could have had cashmere. He could have had cashmere and wool blend. I'm the baby cash king. And if he's stepping his game up to baby cashmere, does that mean that I let people catch up with me? I'm going straight to Vicuña.
Did you corner the market on baby cashmere? Like when it first was introduced, you just
baby
buy it
cash.
All up?
See, everybody don't be knowing about that. You know, people don't realize. People always want to talk
it's
about
a real
the
thing.
Most. People talk about all these the most fashionable athletes and all that stuff. Listen, I don't even roll my closet out, son. I use 0.5%. I use 0.5, not even percent, 0.5% of the heat that I got inside of my closet. I got 3 Vicuña coats. Ain't wore yet. $21,000 a pop.
But that doesn't make sense, though.
Like, baby Vicuña. I'm going to hold on to it until it goes up in value.
What is it, an NFT all of a sudden?
Like, I'm going to wait until it goes up in value.
That doesn't make – I never understood that, and I never understood buying sneakers to not wear them.
No, see, what you do is I buy 2 of each sneaker.
Okay.
Well, when it's hot, everybody walking around with it, getting the praise because the shoes are hot.
Yes.
And guess what? When your stuff gets scuffed up, I got another one in the thing that I'm going to bring out 5 years later. You know, I bring out foam deposits. And you know, they've redid the foams like 25 times, right?
Yes, yes.
Like, but the
foam
original ones.
Foam deposits. Yeah.
So the original ones from like 2000 had a little Nike sign on them. So when I put, every once in a while I get my, here, son, here's some shoes. He wear them, they're like, oh my God, how do you get the extra check? Yeah, because these are the originals, son. These ain't the remakes of the remakes.
Right.
These are the originals. So my kids and I be walking around with Mona Lisa's. Y'all be walking around with Prince. I be walking around with the original. You know what I'm saying?
I love it. So we got you fired up. You are definitely ready for the show. And you know what? I'll let you take it from here because I know the series isn't over yet, but I'm watching it last night.
It's a joke.
And I'm like, man. Bart was right about the Celtics being just too much for the Heat as far as too big, too long, just everything that would just make them miserable. Robert Williams III, who you said is the X factor in the series. I got a stat for you. Like, I couldn't wait. I wrote this down as fast as I could because I'm like, man, Bart is going to love this stat. And I'm trying to find it now because here it is. The Heat were 0 for 11 when he contested the shot in Game 5 last night. The Celtics, they won 93-80, and it sounds like, well, that was close. They went down by 20 again.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm going back to it again. The last 9 playoff games the Miami Heat have played this year, they're 4-5. They're 4-5. And in the 5 losses, in 4 of the 5 losses, they were down by 20. In 3 of them, they lost by 20 or more points. Last night, another example of it. Like, look, they're running out of gas. The motor, I get it. The Heat are beat up. They're injured. No Tyler Hero. Jimmy's playing on a sore knee. Max Strus has some kind of hip something. He's 0 for 16 in the last 2 games. My God. The
him
only shots
Larry,
he sees going in.
One for 28.
That was brutal.
Combined, 1 for 28.
They were awful as a backcourt. But the only shots that Max Strus saw go in were the ones when he was guarding somebody.
Exactly.
Like, man, damn.
Listen, I've been doing this thing probably for like – I retired in 2012, 2013.
Yeah.
I've been saying stuff that's always right for a long, long time. And if anybody's just followed me, it's like one of those things. Sometimes when you're in the forest and a tree falls, do you hear it and nobody's there? I know what the hell I know. And then when I come to different places, people hear me for the first time. They think I'm just being like, oh, he's hot takey.
Yeah.
No, I believe it, whether it's right or wrong, I believe everything that come out of my mouth. I never say nothing for the entertainment of anybody else. It's never been anybody say, hey, Bart, take this particular place. Because if I can't say it with my chest, I don't say it at all. And I know what I know, and I've seen enough sports, enough basketball, whether you believe it or not, I, too, have played basketball. I know I've seen a clip floating around, a Keyshawn. First of all, this is how you know you're fat.
Oh, boy.
When your perspiration is right underneath the chest and right above the stomach, that is your fat glands fucking sweating. That's not your body sweating. I looked up, and he got up like, yo, how's he got a sweat spot above his stomach, below his chest?
He has sports bra sweat.
Yes, yes, yes. When you got sports bra sweat, you are out of shape.
Hey, pork. We'll get deeper into
pork
this,
rinds.
This whole thing. We got a week now.
Fried plantain.
Less than a week, and yeah, they're Keyshawn and Jay Will. They're down in Raleigh, North Carolina. They were doing their show down there at the affiliate there, and they went to Duke, which obviously is Jay Will's. That's his home. Mm-hmm. And they went into Cameron and they shot around. And I feel really good about our chances now after watching some of the videos they put out.
We know who's the fish. That's for sure.
Oh, my God. Yes. We're going to run pick and roll all day. I mean, I'm just – seriously, like, I'll,
no,
I'm pick, definitely –
pick, listen, we're going to run pick and roll.
Jay, listen, and you're going to get Key, and it's just
– we're going to go pick and roll, pick and roll, pick and roll. He's like, yo, you went pick and roll three – he going to call timeout. Like, hell no, shoot the ball. Shoot the damn ball. You are not going to extend it. I am not about to chase your ass around this low. Pick and roll, pick and roll, pick and roll.
It's all it's going to take. Now, all right, so there's still one more game to go in the Celtics series with the Heat. They still have to win their game six at home, which, I mean, we kind of expect it to happen, don't we? We expect this to happen.
Though.
I know.
That zone is tough.
They look all their shots. Here's all you need to know, Bart.
Yep.
All their shots
are short,
front rim.
Yep.
And that's legs feed the wolf.
Yeah.
When you have leg injuries, whether it's Jimmy Butler, whether it's Kyle Lowry, Kyle Lowry, man,
he
needs to wear a muumuu. Like, it's time. Like, hey,
this dude got an ass like Elamine right now. Like, is that
Kyle, untuck the jersey. It just says a bad look. Kyle. Like, it's a bad look.
Anytime he going back to the bench, like he's switching. Like, what the hell is it? All that ass.
I give him credit. He's playing through hamstring issues. He's trying to tough it out, but it just doesn't look good. Tyler Hero's still hurt. He's not available.
Yo, listen, I don't need him looking like Zoolander on the sideline. Listen, if you're not going to be playing, I don't need you that fashionable looking like you're coming out going down the runway with them damn glasses, the blue frames.
He was going blue steel. He went blue steel. How about when he made the pouty face? The camera was on him, and he went like pouty face for a while. Watch it, and you're just like, oh.
And it looked like he had some Fashion Forward shirt on because it looked like they had like remember the Kim Kardashian where they had the high shoulder? When it gets to the corner, the shoulder flares up and comes down.
Oh, boy.
It had that. That's how it was stitched. You know, I pay attention to those type of things.
Yes, you do.
I'm like, bro, why you got a flared shoulder, man, trying to make all this attention? You ain't even helping your team, man.
So, listen, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is
the I want
the
people
number.
To call it.
Nah, look.
And apologize. Look, apologize.
All the tweets
from
we
the
got over
call,
the weekend.
Apologize.
Thank you. Yes. Oh, you had a rough night, didn't you? Oh, you had a tough weekend for you guys. Oh, what happened to it? All right, well, where are you now?
Your point guard walking around with an ass like Nicki Minaj.
Jeez.
Let's get in shape.
Let's get the Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Bart, I want you to assess the way Jason Tatum handled answering the mindset of the Celtics heading into Game 6.
Don't look past them. You know, don't believe you guys say on TV that, you know, we're going to championship. Because this is far from over. You know, I think, you know, we talked about it. We just went into Milwaukee and won a, you know, very big Game 6. You know that it's possible and, you know, like we came into the mindset tonight that it was must-win game, that we need to carry that over. Going to Friday, like we down 3-2. This is a great team, well coached. You know, they're not going to give up. It's not going to be easy. You know, I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's going to be a challenge, but it's going to be fun.
I mean, he said what you're supposed to say, right?
I've always hated that, though. Let's go down with the mindset that we're down 2-3. I hated the teammate that being half. I always wanted to smack the hell out of them. And they'd be like, it's 0-0. No, dumbass. We up by 11, and let's go out and let's extend the lead. Let's quit talking. It's 0-0. It's not 0-0.
It's so
all
true.
Cap.
People that say that, quit
freaking lying.
People that say that don't trust themselves.
Yes.
That's what that is. When somebody goes like, no, you got to think to yourself that you're really not winning. What? No. You say,
I live in reality.
That ass, and we feel good about it.
Yes.
That's what you, and we're going to do right. More of it.
Let's like, go out, let's turn it up. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it up. No, it's 0-0. Shut up. Hated those dudes, man.
I'm so glad you said that, because I used to think that all the time. Whenever it's like, well, you just have to think to yourself that, you know, where it's even right now. You can't think that you're up by 20. Oh, no, you should think you're up by 20. You should feel good that you're up 20, and you should play harder knowing we are better than you. We're up 20, and we're going to keep beating that ass. That's how you're supposed to feel. But they're saying, well, you get comfortable, you get complacent.
No. You don't get complacent. How are you getting comfortable
Thank
complacent?
You. Yes.
When I see my opponent down, every team I was on, we try to stump them out.
Yes.
We ain't say, oh, let's let off the gas. We be like, let's embarrass them. Let's make their mom like, throw it in the towel.
Exactly. That's how it's supposed to be. We got complacent because we had a big lead. No, you didn't.
Yeah.
If you did, you're not a competitor. A competitor wants to continue to stomp you out. And that's what I think the Celtics will believe. They know they're better.
This
series will be over. So what we'll have here, Bart, is a series – where the Celtics and the Warriors are in command. And I expect, God willing, the Warriors get it done tonight. They play, obviously, the Mavericks. They're back now in the Bay Area at the Chase Center, and they have Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals. We have it on ESPN Radio. Coverage begins 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Yours truly on the call for the pre- and post-game. So,
Hold on. Bro, what? You working three shows today? Is that time and a half, son?
No.
That's time and a half.
I'll be honest with you. I am giving back to the network today. Okay?
Time and a half.
Just understand. This is called the hustle. This is called the grind. This is what your boy does. You know that.
Well, we're taking a vacation next week.
Yeah.
We're taking Monday off.
Yeah, let's take Monday off.
Yeah,
let's
get that. Long weekend.
But so with that in mind, you could have a Warriors-Celtics final. I'm all for it. But with that in mind, coming up in just a few seconds, and by the way, that was all straight talk, by the way, straight talk wireless, no contract, no compromise. So if the Warriors get to the NBA Finals and they play the Celtics, and let's assume, because Vegas says so, the Warriors will win the championship. We talked about it on Get Up this morning. I'd love to get your take on this. And I want to hear from everybody as well. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. If Steph Curry gets a fourth ring, how much does he close the gap with LeBron James as far as generational player, best player of his generation? We always say LeBron James, Michael Jordan, the comparison. But if Steph Curry wins a fourth, which equals him with LeBron with championships, and understand he's done technically more than LeBron has done when you consider scoring titles, multiple MVPs, right? All the things that he has done. The only thing he's missing is a finals MVP, which he could get this year. So if this happens, and it's very close to happening, do you see it as Steph Curry closing the gap on LeBron for this generation? We'll discuss that and more with you after Bart has this from O'Reilly.
What? Man, would y'all write this in two font?
Two
like, can
point,
I get
two
Curry a new son? But anyway, O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with right parts, advice from their professional parts people, and their free loaner tool program. There's no need to purchase a tool if you're just only going to use it once. Your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required at the time of rental. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts to ask about their free loaner tool program or visit O'Reilly.com. Yo, man, I feel like I needed the Fred G. Sanford specs, man. They wrote that so damn small.
It's really small today, isn't it?
Sheesh.
It's really
Courier
small.
Courier new, please.
Phrasing.
Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. We got your calls. We are racking them up right now. I feel like this is an interesting conversation. So get up this morning. I'm there. Hannah Storm, the legend, hosting.
The legend, son. Yeah. When is they going to make a bronze statue of her, man?
It's always great, though, working with her, too, because she's just obviously a lot of fun.
I'm not
but
worried.
Very
I'm afraid. I'm afraid to work with Hannah. I can't.
No. No. No,
I might fanboy out. It's almost when I saw Doris Burke, man. I almost fanboyed out.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then Patrick Beverly in studio, and we had Vince Carter on, what do they call that? TVU, right?
Yeah, TVU.
Yeah, TVU. So we were talking about something when I was just teasing there. Steph Curry and the Warriors are one win, which could be tonight, away from the NBA Finals. And that would be their sixth appearance in 8 years. If they win the championship, which they're favored to do right now, that would be their fourth title in the 8 years. And for Steph Curry, obviously four rings puts him on equal footing as far as championships go in this generation with LeBron James. And as we were kicking it around, I just said, doesn't it kind of move Steph closer to LeBron as far as all-time greatness, especially this generation, when you consider not only the resume, and here, multiple MVPs, multiple scoring titles, and multiple championships.
Yeah.
Here's your list, Bart. You ready? Hembo gave me this. Steph Curry, Michael Jordan, Kareem, and Wilt. That's it.
Yeah. I'm not going to use his size as a disadvantage saying, oh, because he's a small guy, he should get extra bonus points. Because, you know, that same size allows him maybe to shoot better, right? The angle.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to give him that. But the fact that he has four titles and, you know, of course I'm going to listen to my partner when he's on primetime TV, you know what I'm saying, with that awesome suit looking like a, you know what I'm saying,
like
a substitute
look?
Teacher and a super
substitute
spy.
And a
special spy at the same time.
Did
you know
see little polka dots or did it not show on TV?
I can see the polka dots, but yeah. You were super swagged out, son. You know what I'm saying?
Like I said,
you was in full zaddy mode. I could tell that the gel was fresh in the hair. The styling mousse was right. You know what I'm saying? The humidity was good inside the studio because the hair didn't fall or nothing. But, you know, when you said the fact that Steph has done it in one place, that argument dropped mic right there. Exit left right there. Because LeBron has went and searched and built super teams, and
correct.
He stayed there. He's trusted the organization, and the organization has trusted him by giving him money even late in his 30s, you know what I'm saying, at 34. And I know LeBron had a tremendous, you know, season at, what, 37 years old?
Yeah.
But
the
fact is, if Steph wins this one, it's nothing really stopping him from winning another one. And then the debate is over. See, equaling LeBron is one thing. And LeBron hopes to God, LeBron would trade himself and pay for free to try and make sure that nobody passes him in a modern era, right? Because he was afraid when Kawhi was there. That's why he tried to ask Kawhi to come with him so then Kawhi can't pass him. But if Steph passes him, then he becomes the best player of this generation because they played at the same time. So Steph is – listen, Steph can shoot like this. See, LeBron's 37. Steph's 34. Steph has time on his side, and he has a team that is peaking, that has built this team the right way, and he's on a team that has reinforcements. They went through their two-year law, right? Mm-hmm. LeBron is going through a two-year law with the Lakers, but they're in worse position. When he first got there and they didn't make it, then they won, and now they back where they started trying to figure out how they want to go forward.
The franchise part of this conversation, Bart, which what you brought up, and I'm glad you caught that part of it because I really wanted to go deeper into it on the show, but obviously you know how TV works. It's very fast.
Yeah, yeah.
But this clearly to me, that's the biggest part of this whole thing is he did it with one franchise.
Like Michael
and
Jordan.
They built it the right way with him. Klay Thompson, did you see the Scottie Pippen thing I said? Like Klay Thompson is the greatest the greatest teammate in the history of the sport.
Not even top 75.
Which is ridiculous because he just understood this is how we'll be successful, and he's okay with the back seat, even though he's immensely talented.
Man. Take a best man. He may be the second greatest shooter in our sport history.
We might never know, right? Exactly. If he was a singular player on another team, would he be a different player? The point is that I do think it's a conversation to have, but he's got to win it first. Like, we're assuming they go on and win it. It still has to happen. I think people want to sound off on this. Let's get a couple of calls in here. We got other things to get to on the show, and then we'll keep going with the calls on this. But I really wanted to set this up because on the show, Pat Beverly immediately agreed with me, and Vince Carter also did. And actually, Pat Beverly said, I think he's already closed the gap.
Well,
you know, like, so
a little hate in there for Pat Beverly.
No.
Just a splash.
You think it's
not
just a splash?
We'll have
Patrick Beverly on the show in the 1 o'clock hour so we can let him speak for himself. I won't do that, but I'll let you speak for yourself right now. Let's grab a couple. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Eric is in for Stosh today producing because Stosh got some family business. Eric already is going, oh, my God, they're taking calls, and they're supposed to go to break. This is what we do, Eric. Just buckle up. All right, let's go. Let's go to California. Let's take AJ out in California. What's up, AJ?
Hey, I just wanted to say love you guys, and also I definitely think Steph Curry is closing the gap on LeBron because of the fact the last 3 years they could have won a title. All the injuries, all the stuff they've been dealing with, getting injured in 2019 in the finals with Clay and Durant. Yeah. I think they definitely could have won more finals, and I think Curry alone before they got Durant was already starting that dynasty in Golden State, and I think that team is going to go down as one of the few dynasties of this more modern basketball era with players leaving all the time and everything. You guys were saying now, Steph did it himself, yeah.
Yep. All right. Thank you, AJ. Let's grab a couple more real quick here. Let's go with Ben's in New York. Doesn't agree. Go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, no, I definitely don't agree. I think when you look at Curry and the 72-win team, LeBron beat that team. Then he got Durant, won two more. He was in finals MVP. You take LeBron off of any of his teams, they probably don't make it to the playoffs. So you take Curry off of his teams, you know, they probably go deep into the playoffs.
Well,
they probably have a really good chance of winning
that. It's fair. It's fair.
No, that's not fair.
What he's saying is
because
fair.
the first title that they had, it was what, right? It was Iguodala. It wasn't Durant.
Iguodala got the finals MVP. The media voted him for that because of his defense on LeBron. Yes,
right. So don't give me that. LeBron went and made super teams and had all that type of stuff. Yeah, so he drug some bad teams. Curry drug a bad team to the play-in.
Well,
who cares?
Yeah, I guess that's true. If you took LeBron off the Heat with Wade and Bosch and Ray Allen, that team's still making the playoffs. If you took LeBron off of
Bosch and Dwayne Wade, stop it.
Yeah, if you took LeBron off of that Laker team that won in the bubble, I mean, that wasn't a terrible team.
If Anthony Davis is healthy, they're fine.
Yeah. And plus, how much do we also put an asterisk on the bubble championship versus if Steph gets four during regular time?
Exactly.
You know, all right. A lot of people are emotional about this. That's what I love. I love when we get into these debates. That's why I want to take one yes and one no. We'll get plenty of those. We have those going on throughout the show, so stay with us. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We got some football coming up because Colin Kaepernick back in the news again. Are the Raiders going to bring – they brought him in for a workout. What does that mean? More on that. Lamar Jackson. Yes, Mike Tannenbaum going to join us on the show coming up. Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
Look at my partner shining on Get Up. I'm watching him right now. Was that two buttons down? Was that two or three buttons?
I went two buttons down. Is that
it
all right?
It looked like it's two and a half. It looked like you had two.
Lewis Riddick was on yesterday, and he always inspires me. I mean, it's like, you know.
You can see.
When Lewis Riddick comes, actually, Lewis Riddick was on too. What am I saying? He was on today, and it's like, it just, you know, like you feel like I got to measure up.
You can see all of Lewis's breastplate. You can tell he moisturized. He used like, I don't know if he used a Neutrogena, but he definitely put baby oil or something on there because it'd be glistening.
I got to be honest.
And sometimes the light from this camera, the light that he used, reflects off his chest. So you know they got mirror chest.
Is it weird that I manscaped? Is that weird?
Nah, because
I felt like it was necessary.
Well, you don't want to have the Tom Selleck, you know, the Magnum PI popping.
No, you don't
on
want
screen.
The taco meat.
You can scare people. You're supposed to be more. We're supposed to be more sophisticated than that.
It's also early, so some people are having breakfast, like you don't have like, Mama, what is that coming out of his shirt?
Is that lint on his shirt?
Yeah. All right, let's get to some topics here. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Mike Tannenbaum joining us right now, ESPN NFL front office insider. Mike T, how we doing?
Good afternoon, guys. Very Mike interesting conversation. But
well,
I
no, Mike ahead. Does. Mike does the one, but at least one button down too when he's on Get Up.
Well, that's because Mike. That's because Mike living in Miami, so he got that Miami vibes. Everybody in Miami,
fair
it's
point.
Like a two button minimum at least if you live in any part of Florida down there.
That is a state requirement. I'm glad Bart read the rules. No state taxes, no ties. To, you know, there's got to be a certain look to it.
Well, you got to let
you can't
let
sell a shirt
drop.
With a top button, right? They cut the button off the top button, I think, in Florida.
Oh, that's it's illegal in the state of Florida to do that. Absolutely.
That's right. What's your take from a front office perspective? What's your take on the Raiders bringing in Colin Kaepernick for a workout? You know, we've seen workouts before. Sometimes they feel like you know, I was just doing this for show or sure, we'll give you a chance. But, you know, they bring him in. What are you reading from that situation?
Yeah, I love that they're bringing him in because this is the time of year you should be looking at all options. And I think it says a lot about what they think about Nick Mullins and Jarrett Stidham, which is they're probably not happy. And this is going back a number of years ago, but we signed Vinny Testaverde at the Jets in June. It was 1998. And he took us to the championship game that year. So I'm not saying that Colin Kaepernick's going to lead the Raiders to the championship game, but what I'm saying is it's been a while since he played, since 2016, but he was a talented quarterback. And clearly he has real NFL ability, even though he's going to be 35. So I think it's really smart. I think it's about being thorough. And if it goes well, guys, I would not let him leave the building and I would sign him. And here's why. Because he hasn't been in a building for a number of years, I want to give him the best chance to be successful when training camp comes around. So I would talk to him about being there for every OTA, the mini camp, getting immersed in the playbook so he could hit the ground running when training camp starts.
Yeah, Mike, you talk about a sense of gratitude. It's, oddly enough, the game has come back to his skill set, right? Before, he was like a unicorn, what Harbaugh was doing with the RPOs and, you know, using him in a running game and quarterback sweeps. But now that's like the standard now. You're looking for that dual-threat quarterback. You know, what we don't know is what type of teammate he is and what type of preparer he is, because it's a lot of responsibilities to being the backup quarterback. And I remember Michael Vick with the Jets getting in and saying he didn't know the playbook. So, you know, I would caution, you know, what his football acumen is because he's only played in one system.
Yeah, I don't think any of that would be a problem, Bart, from a standpoint of he played at a really high level.
Yeah.
Now, look, does he have any familiarity with Josh McDaniels? No, he doesn't. But, again, that's why sitting here in late May, I would just try to construct a very detailed calendar from, look, a conditioning standpoint, being back in the building, the playbook, getting to know your teammates, you know, what is Darren Waller like? What is Devontae Adams like? All those things. Because if you're the backup quarterback, you're one hit away from having, you know, the entire team, you know, resting on your shoulder. So good for the Raiders. I love the fact that they're being thorough. I love the fact that they're talking, you know, to a player that, you know, once played at a high level. And, you know, we'll see where the next day or two goes.
Mike Tannenbaum joining us right now on the show. More news, again, front office, and that's why we have you here, front office related, and that's Lamar Jackson. He is not at the first week of OTAs with the Ravens. As we know, of course, that he wants – they're trying to figure out a contract extension with him. He's owed one, but still nothing has come of it. Him not being there, not a big surprise, but when does this become a problem for the Ravens?
you know, training camp. If he's not there for training camp, and I see this different than Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron Rodgers needs to be at OTAs right now because he has players like Christian Watson and a lot of new skill players. I think, you know, Baltimore, the biggest thing for them is their health. If they get everyone back healthy, you know, the core of that team is there, and he knows the Dobbinses of the world and Rashad Bateman and Mark Andrews. So, you know, in a perfect world, he'd be there as the leader. But given how everyone's back, including the coordinator, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Yeah, when you look at Lamar's situation, do you think that he's not there simply because he doesn't want to go out there and get injured? So that means that they're going to have a deal done probably before training camp, you think? Or is this another Revis situation where we're going to be at camps and where's Lamar?
Yeah, you know, and just to add another layer to the complexity on that part is he doesn't have an agent, and that's hard. I never liked the situation when a player didn't have an agent because there's going to be things that are said,
yep,
both sides in a negotiation that are not productive.
Yeah.
For you know, yeah, exactly. So
Betances.
I got to think this. What's that?
Yeah, Dellen Betances.
That's
with the Yankees.
Dellen
Betances. Right, yeah.
It never was repairable after they said the bad words to him.
Yeah.
Exactly. So to me, look, Lamar is a young player. He's a league MVP. He's a first-round pick. You hit on him. There's no way they're not going to get a deal done. It's a question of how much and when. If I'm Baltimore, like I'm flying down to Florida where he's from, and I'm trying to do everything I can to get this done, put it behind us because he's not going anywhere. We all know that, and I know they probably don't want to go down the road of, you know, the option year, franchise tags, all those other things that, you know, could be a distraction.
All right, so what does a deal look like then? And if you're the one that's getting down to Florida, sitting down and trying to get a deal done, we know what Deshaun Watson's contract is. What does a deal for Lamar Jackson look like if you're the one doing the dealing?
Yeah, Al, that's a great question. The average per year on these deals, guys, is really easy. It's right there at $45, $46 million a year. I think the much more difficult conversation about Lamar is going to be the guarantees. Right. You know, as you allude to, Watson got $230 million fully guaranteed. And what would scare me to death is given Lamar's style of the ball's always in his hands, you know, is can he get through 4 years? And to me, that's where the discussion is going to be, is how much of that $45, $46 million a year is going to be guaranteed. There's a number in there that makes sense for both sides. But if I'm Lamar Jackson, I'm hard-pressed to say that I'm taking a nickel less than Deshaun Watson, just given how well I've played. Obviously, he's had no off-the-field issues. He's been an MVP. Deshaun's in the same division. That's why I think this deal should be easy to get done from a standpoint of the market's pretty well defined.
Mike, it's great to catch up with you. Thanks so much for the insight, as always, and always two buttons down.
Thanks, guys. I'll start preparing my wardrobe for tomorrow this afternoon.
Love it. All right, Mike Tannenbaum, our ESPN NFL front office insider. Coming up, we got your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So many of you want to sound off on the topic of the day. If Steph Curry wins another championship this season, that's four. That equals him with LeBron James. Can he close the gap with LeBron James when it comes to generational player in that conversation if that fourth championship comes? We got your calls, but first, Bart has this from Straight Talk.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. I mean, really good. Actually, it feels great. You should try it. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless, now offering our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and nationwide 5G on America's largest, most dependable networks. The $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speeds may vary.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Conversation we had on Get Up this morning that we reintroduced here on this show, and Bart had his take on it as well. We want to get your take on it as well. And it's a simple one. Steph Curry and the Warriors are a win away tonight from reaching the NBA Finals. It'll be their sixth appearance in 8 years. It would, if they win the championship, which Vegas favors them to do, it would be their fourth title. And for Steph Curry, his fourth championship that go along with multiple MVPs, multiple scoring titles. And that is in an elite company with guys like Michael Jordan, Wilt Chamberlain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So we were kicking it around. Patrick Beverly, who will join us a little bit later on in the show, and Vince Carter, we all kind of were in this agreement that he does close the gap on LeBron as far as this generation's best player. Not saying he passed him, but it closes the gap. And some of you agree and some of you don't. So let's get some calls on it. Let's go. Let's see. Let's go to Texas and talk to Roy. Go ahead, Roy.
You know what? How can you not think that way? Steph is a great player. He's got guys that can play also. That guy that called you earlier that said, oh, if LeBron wasn't there and if Steph wasn't there, they wouldn't be. You know what? Stop that. Because everybody's got a supporting cast. That's what's called a team. There's no I in team, okay? Mm-hmm. Not one guy can do it. So, yeah, I don't like Golden State a whole lot. I don't like the Celtics either. I'm an old school guy. But doggone it, give credit where credit is due. Correct. Steph is a fantastic shooter, and he's dangerous. So,
thank
yeah.
Thank you, Roy. Yeah. Okay. Roy hits it. And you know what else, too? I love that. Bart, how about I bring this up? If you took Michael Jordan off the Bulls in the 90s, they wouldn't be a playoff. Yes, they were.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Yes,
Scotty and Tony Kukoc.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go one more. Let's take Drew in Florida real quick. Drew.
Hello, how you doing?
All right. Quick.
Cool. Yeah, so I get what you guys are saying, but the thing is about LeBron James is he's the common denominator. Everywhere he went, he was the main guy. Yes, Michael Jordan, if you take him off the Bulls, they're still a good team. But Steph Curry was kind of in Dwayne Wade's shoes in regards to handing over the reins to KD in those two championships that they won.
But they won one before
but
that.
But they won it, yeah. But, Drew, that's the problem with that argument.
They won one before that.
They already won a championship before, and they were already a championship contender. He just joined them. It's as simple
after
as that.
After Steph beat
him. As you can see, Bart. Yeah, this is going to be an interesting conversation. We'll continue in 10 seconds. Bart Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. Presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. I feel like this is definitely going to be a polarizing conversation. And it's a simple one. Like I said, I'll reintroduce it to you. And it's something we talked about on Get Up this morning. And it is simply this. If Steph Curry and the Warriors reach a finals after just one more win tonight against the Mavs, it'll be six appearances in 8 years. If they win the championship, which Vegas says they will, it would be four titles for that group, including Steph Curry, who would join very select company with multiple championships. But having four is a significant one because it puts him with the same amount of titles, of course, as LeBron James. But Steph Curry with multiple MVPs, multiple scoring titles, and multiple championships is in select company already. There's only three other people aside from him that have all of those things on their resume. One is Michael Jordan, the other one's Kareem, and then one more is Wilt Chamberlain. On Twitter at Bart and Han, we're getting reactions both ways as we expect, just like we're going to get on the calls. Like Mr. Lex Luthor said that it's moron talk. That LeBron has four MVPs and 18 All-NBAs and four Finals MVPs and nine trips to the Finals and defensive NBA, more points, rebounds, assists, higher averages in all those categories. Comparing Steph to LeBron is a desperate conversation attempt. That's funny because one current NBA player and one former NBA great agreed with me. So I'll take them over you. What else do we have to take from the calls, Bart? Let's see. Greg's in Connecticut on this. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, I think this is a ridiculous conversation, honestly. I mean, we talk about Steph
equaling LeBron in championships, but you have to keep in mind, if, even if he wins it this year, at least half of the championships he won, he wasn't even the best player on those teams. There's never been a team you see LeBron on where he wasn't the best player on the team.
All right, so I'll give so you now. Let me. All right, I'll give you that. Now let me add this: do you consider the bubble championship a legit championship compared to every other one won by every other team?
Yeah, I mean, they all have their circumstances. You
no,
got
no, no,
right
do, they do
you
not. They
like
do
that.
Not
no,
all
no,
have
no,
their
no,
circumstances.
Nobody has a pandemic championship.
No, they don't. None of them have had 3 months off and then play again and be well-rested and never have to travel. What they're complaining about this year, what did Mark Cuban complain about this year? How there's every other night there's a game, you travel and you got to play again, and there's just these guys are exhausted. You see, the Miami Heat are breaking down. Right, because they're physically exhausted.
Save
in the bubble, you went
too.
Back to a hotel and you walked to the same gym every day and played your games. So if we want to talk about compare different championships and situations, then I can certainly do that and tell you that that one really doesn't count
much. And how about Steph doing it in one place and not trying to build and put together super teams and sitting there and staying pat with what he had? You yeah. remember, oh, Kevin Durant came there. Yeah, Kevin Durant came there after Steph Curry kicked his ass. What are we talking about? It's not like they didn't win before. Kevin Durant came there to join them because
yeah,
of what they,
he
how
did.
They look.
And that's exactly what it was. So let's go to New Jersey and talk to Josh about this. Go ahead, Josh.
What's going on, boys?
What's up?
Love both of you guys, man.
Back to you.
I want to weigh in on this because I believe Steph Curry is the way better player. I'm a Lakers fan saying this. LeBron James got a tag team with all the good guys out there to win a championship. You know what I'm saying? I believe that bubble championship is a bust, and Steph Curry is going to prove to be the better player in the long run.
Let's see if he gets that title. Another thing to point out, Bart, too, that you and I have talked about all the time is – what makes Steph a generational player is because he's also changed the way the game is played.
Changed the game.
Let's not forget that.
Transition three-pointers. Yeah, that's Steph Curry.
Yeah, yeah.
Kids sitting up there shooting logo threes.
100%.
Steph Curry.
That's exactly it. All right, so Patrick Beverly agreed. He gave a great take on Get Up. He's going to join us next, talk more about this topic and more NBA. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.